Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. First set of court orders I have are erroneous assessments. It's a real estate property. And the abatement number is 203-648. And there's a pretty lengthy letter giving the reason for the abatement. I'll let Mr. Pennell explain it if needed.
I think this is an abatement approving it off of the night rental. You've got the letter stating that it did not and is an unpaid, so it's just adjusting the value.
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to approve Exhibit A, January the 2018.
I'm still reading the letter.
Okay. I have notes on that letter. As you notice, I'm referencing there a time or two. I don't agree. I've got the notes of what I don't agree on it. But the bottom line is that she filled out the letter in the assessor's office stating that it was not the night the rental and it was his permanent residence. She said he does not receive mail. He doesn't handle mail. It goes to, and he changed her address to his dad in Colorado. And they didn't open any of the mail from April or May or October in regard to this until she went in the last day of the year to pay the bill. And you'll find in the letter where it says, Mrs. White, Commissioner, was surprised when you said it will stay as a resident and not rental once he's identified as a non-rental. I told her I didn't know that, so I called the office that would be responsible for that. And I was told that, no, each year that letter would go out. They didn't have a means to identify that it would be permanently residential, so that she should expect the letter each year. And if that changed from the assessor's office, that they would notify her.
So they have, they did not pay?
It's not paid.
And we're not waiving taxes or penalties and interest?
We are just adjusting the assessed value from commercial to residential per that letter.
And we can do that even though it hasn't been prior year before it's paid. I'm asking. I think this is, I haven't dealt with this yet that I know of.
In past years, the commission has a statute. It's the wrong, 137 is the wrong assessments, and they failed to fill the letter. We have went back in past years.
But that's after they'd already been paid, is it not, or no?
No, we've done you're adjusting the assessed value of a property. The assessment. The tax dollars come over as to whether paid or not is after that adjustment's made. Now your question is, if it's not been paid, can you adjust it? I can go back in records and show where it has been done.
In the next year, because we're in 18.
Uh-huh.
So we can...
adjusting the 17. If they want to adjust 18, they have to go to the Board of Equalization.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has been done.
I think I understand where you're coming. Good question. The only thought that comes to my mind right off is we do have cases where there's an appeal. In other words, we had a 2017 BOE, and it went to the State Tax Commission, and they got an appeal with the State Tax Commission. At that point, the assessor can change the value through a stipulation. We've got one out there, I think, that fits that. It's not exactly this, of course, but we can go back as on a stipulation of the State Tax Commission. When they take an appeal on, that gives us the right to enter into an agreement, but they don't have to continue on with the appeal and go through the hearing
process
and change a 17 value. I'm struggling to remember any other, to your point, I think.
I need to go back. Yeah, that would be a different circumstance because that comes under the State Tax Commission. It doesn't come before the commission. And
Right. I don't have a problem with doing it. I just want to make sure we can do it.
Yeah.
Because typically they pay in protest, right? And then
no,
they get refunded.
I'm sorry.
But is that not that's the typical process? They should be advised to pay in protest, and then we can go back and do a refund.
If they pay in protest, it's out of our hands. We don't handle it. If they pay in protest, it's between them and the State Tax Commission.
Okay,
So then they pay and then ask for a refund. But if the State Tax Commission doesn't accept it in protest because it doesn't qualify, they're not a new owner, they had a chance to go through BOE then it's out of.
Okay, so this is regardless of paying under protest, then just they pay it. Then they go back and ask for a refund, correct?
Yeah, you're saying that she should have paid.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's up to the county commission, but I'm trying to think back and I'd have to go back and pull records to show you in the past where the commission has adjusted the assessed value on an unpaid bill. The bill was $1,200 and something. It's, you were present when the lady came in on the 29th. Yeah.
We were getting out of our meeting. We were walking
yeah.
out. She was sitting.
You were leaving.
She was waiting on you.
She was very upset at the amount, and if.
I'm just asking. Yeah. Can we do it or not?
Mm-hmm. I'd be so bold. Your attorney here today?
No.
Hey, let me come back and check with him.
I'll say that would be a simple. Is it going to accrue any more interest or penalties
for next January to all be the same.
Okay.
And that's what I was, she'll probably be calling the office this afternoon, known as presenting to see, and so she would need to be told. I'm trying to pull that statute. It's under 137 to see if it clarifies anything here. The abatement statute. See if I have it. Oh, that's in another folder I had I was working on. Chuck, do you remember the exact number of the abatement statute? It's 137. I can't think of the. I've got it set in a folder. My. Office. There could be a wording in it that I'm not remembering, but I don't remember anything that designates assess, that the commission may correct erroneous assessment and.
Can you table it? And I'm not pushing one way or another, of course, but table it and contact your attorney and see if.
We can move on to the University of Missouri Extension. Then we have a definitive time of 10 o'clock, so that we'll have, we can look at it before that if you want. And there's no sense in recessing right now and then.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Is that all we have? Do we need to move on to the next?
I've got some personal property paid abatements.
Okay.
Abatement numbers 300215 and 216.
Do we need to make a statement that that motion died for lack of a second?
Yeah, the motion died for lack of second on the abatement number 203648.
So one was leased and then the other didn't own it on the reverse?
That's correct.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B dated January 8th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the erroneous assessment, real estate one has been tabled until later today?
We didn't table it, we just moved past it. If you table it, you have to make a motion and give a definite time.
Okay.
So the thought is you'll probably come back to it.
If not, it'll be put on the agenda, I'm sure, for next week.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Thank you.
These dates really aren't on the reaching out reports, but there are on our website. We have our county elections, and they start this morning, our county council elections. So you can go online, and we also have our ballots in our office on 122 Falcons. So they start this morning, and they close at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 16th. So Tuesday, January 16th, is also the date to remember, and that's when VITA starts. So VITA is our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And for taxpayers with an AGI of $57,000 or less can get free tax preparation. And that's one of our most popular programs. And Taney County probably has one of the biggest VITA programs in the state. And we have three locations. Our locations are at OCAC on Monday and Tuesday, OTC on Tuesday, and Forsyth here at our office on Wednesdays. So a lot of people start calling in October wanting to set up appointments. We don't set those up until January 16th. We start doing taxes January 29th through April 17th. So I don't know if people have already asked you guys.